This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
A group that's pushing for privacy standards on the web has rejected a proposal from the advertising industry. At issue here is whether advertisers and other companies should be able to collect and hold on to users' browsing data, and whether users should know when it's happening and be able to avoid it. Peter Swire is co-chair of the Tracking Protection Working Group of the World Wide Web Consortium.
So about 5 years ago, people started talking about a do not track process. Maybe users should have a way that's easy to find on their browser, for instance, should have a way to say, don't track me, the way you say, don't call me at dinner. That takes work on the browser side, and all the browsers are cooperating. It takes work on the side of all those websites who receive the signal. When they hear, don't track me, they have to act differently.
And the latest news is that the advertising industry has put forth a proposal that essentially ignores some of that do not track signaling to the user, and that proposal has been rejected by your group.
Right. A coalition of big companies came forward with a position that said if you turn on do not track, then that would mean that they would use sort of stricter data practices once they collected the data. But what they said was that they were not going to have that be an indication of whether you receive targeted ads, and they would not have that be an indication of whether they should reduce how much they collect.
Your group, in many ways, has no direct sort of legal authority, right? I mean, you're talking about setting standards that the people who create the web and who manage our access to the web would then agree to. Do you think there's legislation needed to enforce this sort of thing once it's agreed upon or even before?
Yeah, a lot of people have taken positions on that, and I'm working within the standards process. The standards group, those are the folks who brought you HTML. And that's why I think there's so much attention here. If we can get this global standards group to come together on something, I think it can be very influential.
Influential enough to have legislation not be necessary?
You know, I think that different people will have different views on that, and I'm working in the standards process.
Okay, fair enough. Peter Swire is co-chair of the Tracking Protection Working Group of the World Wide Web Consortium. Peter, thank you.
Delighted to talk.